Well, this is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Nicholas Parsons to say...
Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but also throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week four exciting, talented, and individual performers from the great world of show business. We welcome back with tremendous pleasure that delightful actress and comedy performer, Linda Smith. We also have back again with us, which is a joy always, that very talented comedian and improviser and also musician, that is Tony Hawkes. We also have back again the lovely Chris Neal, the comedian as well. And we welcome for the first time to the show a musician, singer, and a comedy performer. And it's lovely to have with us Bill Bailey. Would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject, and they will try and do that for just a minute if they can, without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And beside me sits Claire Bartlett, who'll help me keep the score, and she'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Maltings Concert Hall in Snape, near Saxmundham and near Aldborough, in the lovely county of Suffolk. And we have a really hyped-up Suffolk audience in front of us here. And you can hear from the noise there's two or three people from Essex as well. And who've come here to cheer us on our way as we start the show with Tony Hawkes. Tony, what a lovely subject. Growing old gracefully. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I consider myself to be growing old gracefully. I look rather sprightly for my 87 years of age. Nicholas, however, for his 34, looks rubbish. What he's been doing with his life, I do not know. Peter Stringfellow would be somebody who doesn't seem to grasp how to grow old gracefully. With his 1970s hair and string of young girlfriends, what he needs to do is buy a house in Aldborough and get himself a nice, reliable saloon car, put a blanket in the back, maybe some boiled sweets by the dashboard, that kind of thing. Watch Songs of Praise a lot, perhaps even tape it and watch it over again. Because this is what you do when you are growing old gracefully. I think I've...
So, Chris Neal, you challenged?
Hesitation,
There was an which we call hesitation, yes. And, Tony, you went for 48 seconds there. Well done. And, of course, the irony of this show, he goes for 48 seconds, he'll probably finish up with no points at all. Chris has got in with 12 seconds to go. He gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject of growing old gracefully, starting now.
As I look out on this lovely audience here at the Maltings Concert Hall in Snape...
Bill Bailey challenge.
No, you're not doing that.
So, Bill, what...
They're not that lovely. I can see the lights up on them.
Yeah, they are lit, but now I've already told them when I came up before the show how lovely they were, actually. So,
really?
I think they feel lovely, even if they're not. But... Bill, it was good to hear from you, and as the audience reacted so well to your comment, we'll give you a bonus point. Oh. For that, but of course Chris was interrupted. It was an incorrect challenge. He gets a point for an incorrect
challenge.
Thank
you very much.
Keeps the subject. 8 seconds available. Started now.
They are growing old gracefully indeed, although I noticed there's some people about four rows from the back whose hair I suspect wasn't that colour last week.
Whoever is speaking, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point in this game. And that occasion, it was Chris Neal. And with his other points, of course, he's taken a strong lead at the end of the round. And Chris, we'd like you to take the next round, which
Lovely.
Is customer service. Customer service, 60 seconds, starting now.
I should imagine it's very good in some parts of Suffolk, although when I walked through Aldborough High Street early on today, no shops were open to prove that fact. In London, however, these very same stores, not the very same ones, I'm just repeating very same.
Tony challenged.
Yes, repetition of very same.
Very same, yes. Tony, you have a point, a correct challenge. 46 seconds are available. Customer service starting now.
America is renowned for offering very good customer service over there. Very often you go into a place and they will say, have a nice day, and treat you very well. But at least you know in a British shop they mean it when they say, find it yourself. And that's important. There's none of this faking it. They really are intending to say that to you. Now, I would like to make a short talk on customer service.
Bill Bailey challenge.
Make a short talk? What's that?
Well, it's a string of words.
Is it? Doesn't it make any sense? Prepare a short talk or produce a short talk?
I think...
Talk a short
Bill,
talk.
Bill, it's lovely, you know, first time on and you're desperately keen and that's lovely. I mean, in this game, it's so tough. I mean, I think we all knew what he meant by short talk.
I can't say I did.
Well, Chris, you live in a different world for some of us, but, Bill, I don't think I can allow it.
Okay.
I think we understood within the our knowledge of language that what he was trying to say.
Yes.
So he gets another point. 19 Fair seconds. Point. Customer service, Tony, starting now.
I was rather hoping that Bill would win that challenge because I've run out of things possibly to say, although I may become suddenly inspired. For instance, I went into a shop in Aldborough earlier the century.
Yes, Bill, you're challenged.
Yes.
Shop.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah. 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 Yes. Repetition. Repetition of shop.
You picked that one up very rapidly, but I'm delighted about that. Yes. You haven't played the game before. So you've got in, yes, repetition of shop, and there are 7 seconds on customer service.
7 seconds.
Yes, with you, Bill, starting now.
My idea of customer service is a nice cup of tea when you buy a car, or a donut, for example.
So Bill Bailey was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and with the other point he gained earlier, he's now equal with Chris Neal, and Tony Hawkes is one behind them, and Linda hasn't got anything yet. Bill Bailey, will you take the next round?
Yes.
The subject here is insects. Will you tell us something about insects in this game, starting now?
Well, hold on.
Bill, I have to explain to you, particularly and also for the sake of the listeners, you don't have to react to the audience and play to them with facial expressions before you start.
When does it actually start?
I say now.
But you didn't say now.
I did say now, and you played to the audience.
But they were laughing. I hadn't said anything. They were laughing.
I know they were laughing. They're a very responsive audience, and this is a strange game where you have to ride your laughs. You have to go through them.
Right, okay.
Yes.
All right, can we do it again then? So I won't ride the laughs. Don't laugh,
I think, to be fair to the first-time player of the game, we'll start that one again and say, the subject is insects.
Insects are...
No, wait a minute. You wait for the all-important now.
Right.
So,
now,
I haven't said it yet. Bill, the subject is insects, 60 seconds, starting now.
According... What?
Linda, you're challenged.
Hesitation.
No, of course not. Another point to Bill Bailey, and he's been interrupted, and you have 59 and a half seconds. Insects, Bill, starting now.
According to top scientists, there are literally millions of insects throughout every corner of the world. England, France, Italy, Portugal.
Totally challenged.
They're not in corners.
Yes, they are.
Corners?
No, insects are in corners of the world, in England and France.
I withdraw my challenge.
So, Bill Bailey, our first-time player of the game, is running away with it at the moment. He's got another point. He's still got the subject. 51 seconds, insects, starting now.
There are many different kinds of insects. For example, the builder wasp. So-called because it starts...
Linda challenged.
I thought there was a bit of an
There was a bit of a hesitation
there. What, in builder? You have to say in builder. That is a bit pedantic, surely.
Well, they do get a bit pedantic on occasions, and you've had a bit of generosity from them up till now. So we take it away now, Bill, and say, yes, hesitation, you've got it, Linda. 46 seconds, insects starting now.
Insects are the gardener's friend. I have trained a little troop of daddy long legs to turn off the radio when the archers come on.
Bill challenged.
He said, in turn.
It wasn't a sufficient hesitation to be penalised for.
Oh, okay.
So she has an incorrect challenge. She still has insects, and 39 seconds starting now.
However, their weedy girl arms aren't very strong, so I sometimes hear a little bit of said programme, which means I know a bit of the plot. Blimey, that Elizabeth Archer's a grasping cow.
Chris's challenge.
repetition bit.
Yes, there was.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I was listening. You weren't.
Yeah. You did say it before. So, yeah. Chris, another point to you, and you have the subject of insects. 31 seconds starting now.
Come the summer, I love insects. I fling open the window and say, enter my buzzing little friends into my home. A light where you feel free on the sofa,
Tony, you challenge first. 21 seconds. Tell us something about insects, Tony, starting now.
A lot of people find themselves insects. Religious sex, in fact. There was one, the cult of the Solar Temple. I remember everyone that went to this meeting was killed, and they never found out whether it was mass murder or suicide, but I remember thinking to myself...
Bill challenge.
Repetition, remember?
That's right, we did. Well, listen, Bill. So, Bill, you've got in another point, and, of course, 6 seconds only available. Tell us more about insects, starting now.
At the bee's knees.
It's a tough game, isn't it?
You're not saying repetition of ease, are you?
No, it's You said
You started with
you started with her.
That's how I talk.
I know.
I tell you, it's going to be a long evening.
It's going to be a long evening.
But you're in a strong lead, Bill, so Tony got another point. Insects, and there are 5 seconds starting now.
Arachnophobics are people who tend not to be keen on spiders.
So, at the end of that round, Bill Bailey, with all the points he got and all the laughs, gone into a strong lead. He's 2 ahead of Tony, and he's 3 ahead of Chris, and he's 4 ahead of Linda. And that's the situation as Linda takes the next subject, which is beach huts. Ooh, a lot of them over up here on the Suffolk coast, aren't there? Tell us something about beach huts, Linda, in this game, starting now.
Beach huts are a charming and delightful way of spending £500,000 because I think you'll find that in Southwold, now known as Islington Sir Mare, the beach huts there come in at slightly more expensive than a villa on the Côte d'Azur. But of course it's worth it if you can make a cup of tea whenever you want one, which is basically what English people want from the seaside.
Chris challenged.
Oh, well, it's a repetition of basically...
Was basically?
I say it more confidently. There was a repetition of basically. I'm convinced...
No, I suggest there wasn't.
No,
she never said basically.
It was a
twice.
Word beginning with B.
I know, but...
we've narrowed it down, then.
I know.
But I'm not going to help you, because it wouldn't be fair to the others.
You know what I'm talking about, though,
yes,
between
I
you
do.
And me, though, don't you?
Yeah. Right.
But, oh, well.
So she was interrupted... And she gets a point for that, and she keeps beach huts, and there are 36 seconds available starting now.
Beach huts. You can sit outside at that little place I mentioned earlier and enjoy basking in that freezing Siberian wind straight off the set. Definitely worth the money. However, many people now find their beach huts are in negative equity, so they're having to sell up their homes and live there all the time, which doesn't seem quite as appealing. It's quite nice of a summertime to sit around making pineapple upside down cake and thinking that you're Nigella bloody Lawson, but when you have to be there in the middle of the winter, the appeal doesn't...
Chris, you got in, and there's only 2 seconds left.
Well, there was a sort of hesitation-y stumble thing.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, correct challenge. Yeah. But 2 seconds to go on beach huts, starting now.
Are some of my finest places I could possibly visit of a summertime.
Right, at the end of that round, it's all very even there. Bill Bailey is still just ahead of Chris Neal, who's just ahead of Tony, who's just ahead of Linda. Right, Tony Hawkes, your turn to begin. The subject is the weather forecast. Tell us something about the weather forecast in this game, starting now.
When weather forecasters are in bed at night, I often wonder whether they feel a warm front moving in. Lucky them, I say, if that does happen. I do feel there are too much weather forecasting.
Linda challenge.
I think deviation there. There are too much. He was very quick to criticise Bill.
Yeah. That's right. It's a sort of deviation from language and grammar as we normally understand
it.
Yes. Linda, a correct challenge.
Yes, okay.
The weather forecast is with you and is 46 seconds available starting now.
The weather forecast is something that you get more interested in the older you become.
Not
at
true.
One time, I was quite oblivious to the weather forecast. Now I'm quite interested. Oh, is it going to rain?
To Chris Challenge.
A repetition of quite.
There were two quites.
Yeah.
Quite interested in that. Right. 35 seconds. The weather forecast starting now.
The weather forecast is on the television and on the radio and also...
Linda challenged.
Hesitation?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Chris, you have another point and you have 30 seconds on the weather forecast starting now.
The weather forecast involves people, sometimes men and other times women.
And Tony challenged.
Was there a repetition of times?
No, sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's
sometimes
no, right, yes, yes.
Other times.
Yes, I've been...
Yeah, no,
I'm
no,
a fool to myself and my family.
Yes.
You got me.
Yes, very clever, Chris. I don't know if you did it deliberately or not, but anyway...
Oh, yes.
Another point.
Yes.
You won another point anyway. 26 seconds, the weather forecast starting now.
How glad I am to manage to get hold of this subject, because I have so much to say on it. There are these people...
Bill Challenge.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. First-time players of the game always have the audience 100% with them. They picked
really?
You out. You've got the there.
And that all changes, doesn't it,
and you've
over
got,
the years?
No, no. They're all rooting for you out there.
God
and you're
bless
in the
you.
Lead. Keep it there going. 21 seconds, the weather forecast, Bill, starting now.
In the olden days, before TV and radio, weather forecasters would travel from village to village. Oh.
It's a tough game, isn't it?
I should have seen that one coming.
No,
the good news
not,
is you managed to tack one word in between repeatedly. It's actually true. I came, well, first time I came on this, I actually said I was watching Surprise, Surprise the other day.
So you watch out for those things now. So, Tony, you got in first with the weather forecast still going and 16 seconds available starting now.
They're so obsessed by the weather forecast in America, there is actually a weather channel. And I was over there recently and started to watch this, and it's extraordinary. Different, good-looking hair...
Bill, yes.
Yeah, repetition of hair. Yeah.
So you've cleverly got in, Bill, with only 3 seconds to go on the weather forecast. Don't start with starting now.
Weather forecast would travel from village to hamlet.
Tony, you challenge for the whistle.
Repetition of village. Yes, you said it, if you say you anything in the first lot, you can't say it again in your second lot.
So Tony's got him with 1 second to go on the weather forecast starting now.
Neil Armstrong.
So it's a very close contest. Bill Bailey, Chris Neil and Tony Hawks, well, they're almost equal. Bill Bailey and Chris Neil are equal in the lead, one ahead of Tony Hawks and two or three ahead of Linda Smith. And Chris, it's your turn to begin.
Thank you.
Subject now is punch. Tell us something about Punch in just a minute, starting now.
Punch is a very dull magazine, which apparently started in 1841. I think that for a short while in the 80s or 90s of the last century, it did go out of print, which was a very good thing. But sadly, it's come back. It implies in the title there's something humorous to be found within its pages, but rather like Dante's The Divine Comedy, there's not a single joke to be found. However, a more enjoyable kind of punch is one that can be served in a bowl. My very favourite at the moment involves
Linda, you challenged.
There's the invention of the word
Linda, correct challenge, have punch, 30 seconds available starting now.
I dislike the drink punch. It's usually served at parties and people bung everything in it they can find. Bits of old fruit, drinks they brought back from holiday that have a plastic flower in them and look and taste like bubble bath. And then a few terrapins and goldfish and some generic...
Tony,
what kind of parties does she go to?
Yes,
well, I noticed this lot seem to find it quite normal.
Tony, have you got a challenge within the rules of just a minute?
I haven't thought of one yet.
No, you haven't thought of one yet. Well, what actually happened was you interrupted Linda, so she gets a point for that. You got a lovely reaction from the audience, so I'll give you a bonus point. Linda, you got 12 seconds. The subject is Punch, starting now.
Punch does have the advantage of getting you really out of it very quickly, so you have no idea where you are, rather like driving in East Anglia, actually. I always think a bowl of Punch can break the ice at the scene of an accident.
So Linda Smith was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and she's leapt forward, and she's now almost equal the other three who are in the lead, just 2 points ahead of her. It's your turn, Linda. Oh, fortune tellers. Ooh. Tell us something about fortune tellers in this game, starting now.
Fortune tellers are all around us. For example, my colleague Chris here is a well-known palmist, and if anybody here would like to give him a hand after the show...
Tony Challenge, yes.
I haven't really got a challenge. I just predicted that I'd challenge 12 seconds in that round.
Oh, I don't know whether to give a bonus on that or not. Anyway, oh, yes, give a bonus for that. But you were interrupted, Linda, so you get a point for that. Fortune tellers is still with you. 51 seconds available, starting now.
I would love to see a fortune tellers edition of The Weakest Link and would say something like, Gypsy Rose Lee, when was the Panama Canal built? And they'd say, I don't know, Anne, but I predict that tomorrow you'll have some more Botox and continue to look like a frozen chicken in a ginger wig. So that would be very enticing. Poor fortune tellers very rarely tell you anything you don't know. Like, they'll say something like...
Chris Challenge.
Has there been a repetition of Tell?
Yes. Oh. They did. Well done, Chris. You got in there with...
Thank you very much. Thank you.
27 seconds. Fortune tellers starting now.
I went to a tarot card reader at the end of the last year, and he presented me with one card. Oh, have I said card?
That's right, yes.
I know. I can't stop Bill, doing
yes.
that.
Yes, Bill Bailey, yes?
Is it me?
Yes, you. Huh? You, no, you got him first, but what's your challenge?
Well, the card.
Yes, that's right,
card.
Yes, yes. I have to hear it, because you might have come in with a different challenge, which I disagree with, you see.
Right, but I agree with that. But it's in the future.
I know, it's in the future. So you step forward into fortune tellers with 21 seconds, starting now.
When I go to see fortune tellers, I often ask them, what will the thing be on my head in 4 seconds?
Linda, challenge you. I know. What will the thing be on my head?
Yeah, the thing. The the Babylonian the ancient city of Ur.
You mean, are you referring to Ur of the Chaldees?
Exactly, thing. Well, yes. I have a Babylonian device, the thing, I call it.
I hope you've got... I hope you've got a very long list of different definitions for You may need it, you know.
Yeah. Just that one.
Really. But to be fair, within the rules of just a minute, you did hesitate. So, Linda, you have the subject. You have 14 seconds. Fortune tellers starting now.
Fortune tellers often hang out at the seaside in little booths, usually with photos of long-dead celebrities adorning their walls, usually packed...
Bill Challenge.
What, long celebrities that are dead?
No, usually, she said.
Oh, sorry. I just wonder what long dead celebrities.
So you want a clarification? You're not making an actual challenge?
No, just a general clarification.
What's a long dead celebrity?
Well, that would be someone like Jimmy Stewart. He was very tall.
Does it for me.
You actually could have had her for usually, but you didn't. I was trying to help you there, but you didn't spot it.
Oh, God.
I know. She said that twice, but it's too late now. Fortune tellers is still with you, Linda, starting now.
Fortune tellers never have anything very interesting to tell you. They'll say something like, very soon...
Tony Challenge.
Repetition of tell.
Oh, yes, yes, you have tell, yes. 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 Tony's got him. You got him with 2 seconds to go, Tony, on fortune tellers, starting now.
I have a crystal ball, which makes train journeys...
So, we're moving into the last round. Let me tell you that Tony Hawks is now just in the lead, and the other three, Chris Neal, Bill Bailey and Linda Smith, are equal in second place. He's only three. Yes. I like to see all the points evenly distributed like that, and somebody often finishes up and we case the winner, but who it's going to be, we don't know, as Tony begins the last round, which is pop. Tell us something about pop. in this game, starting now.
I'm so pleased I've been given this subject because I had a hit pop record in 1988 with a group, Morris Minor and the Majors, and it was called Stutter Rap, and amazingly, there's somebody here that went out and bought it. I imagined it was in certain areas where I was popular. But anyway, pop music has moved on since then. I deteriorated, I would say, but nevertheless, there are a string of different artists, which I may list shortly, who get regularly into the charts.
Bill, your challenge.
Hesitation.
Where?
You said into the charts in a weird way.
Did the audience? I was speaking rather quietly, I missed it. The audience is the final judge. I'm sorry, Bill. I love your keenness, but we've got to be fair within the rules of just a minute. 31 seconds, Tony, still on pop, starting now.
When I was at school, we'd go...
Chris, challenge.
Is there a repetition of when?
Yes, Chris. Yes.
Fussy.
Yes, when you were younger and you made this pop record.
I may well have repeated it.
Yes, that's right. So, Chris, such a great challenge, 29 seconds, pop, starting now.
We all know that Benjamin Britten and Peter Piers moved to Aldborough for the
Chris, they didn't move here to throw up, really. No. It's embarrassing. But, Linda, you challenge on what purpose? What was your challenge?
Hesitation, that's enough.
Pop is with you, Linda. 24 seconds starting now.
Pop music is a wonderful thing. I myself enjoy many forms of this popular kind of entertainment, such as I love a bit of reggae music. I particularly like...
Tony, challenge.
A repetition of music.
Yes.
Yes, but it's like that with reggae. It goes over
and
over.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, right. Tony, you've got a correct challenge. 13 seconds on pop, starting now.
Cans of fizzy drink can be called pop by a group of small children, say, if they chose to do it in that way. You never know. They may decide to call it soda, as they do in America. But that's another...
So, Tony Hawks then speaking, when the whistle went. I'm sorry we didn't hear from you, Bill Bailey, on that subject, because you could have told us all about your time on the Buzzcocks, couldn't you?
Yes, pop. I was going down the Weasel Road, but, you know.
The Weasel Road?
It's what the Weasel went, when all the treacle rice business, isn't it?
Oh, that's right, yes. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm sure it's right. So I said that was to be the last round, and afraid it is. Well, a very fair situation in the sense that Chris Neal, Bill Bailey and Linda Smith all finished up still equal in second place. But a few points ahead of them was Tony Hawk, so we say, Tony, you are the winner this week. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Bill Bailey, Tony Hawks, Linda Smith, and Chris Neal. I also thank Claire Bartley for helping me keep the score and blowing her whistle for me so delicately. We also thank our producer, which is Claire Jones. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and we're very grateful to this lovely audience here in the Maltings at Snape, who've cheered us on our way magnificently. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, from our panel, thank you for tuning in, and be with us the next time we play Just a Minute.
And you can tune in at the same time next week when the programme comes from Beverley in Yorkshire and Mr. Parsons is joined by Paul Merton, Ross Noble, Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Steve Frost.